and stop messing around with them pastries and that bottle of Jack Daniels will be the death of you.
Well, listen, we got the boys a time machine, the Fiero back in the garage, and we have to fix it, but, you know, bottom line is I've been doing some contraptions of my own in there, and what say you and me take it out for a little spin, you know, Ferris Bueller's Day Off style?
I think that'll be all right. I think, we put some new tailpipes on it. I think we put new plug wires, and I think we gave it an overhaul. I really don't think them two city folk will mind us taking her for a spin just to make sure runs good and they're happy with it.
I know those two boys ain't too bright. You know what? Let's get in the car. Let's take this baby out for a ride. What do the boys have punched in here? What is this date? June 24th, 1987. Let's take this puppy out for a ride.
Oh, my God. 1987? Hell, I've got underwear long johns older than that, and they don't even have any holes in them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, are you going to drive, or do you want me to drive? I'm bringing a bottle of some of this Boonstown Farm.
No, I'm sober. I can't be driving sober. You go ahead and take the wheel, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, these fellers, I think they're kind of sweet on men because there's a case of this wine in the back trunk here. And I reckon the gentleman that brought her in, that he's an Italian, and they like to drink a lot of wine and eat pasta. That's just what I've been told. You can't quote me on that.
I heard that these winos are the worst of their kind. But anyway, let's forget about this case. I don't want to be dealing with no trouble from the law, you know? Last time I had trouble with the law, guess what? The law won. Anyway, let's go ahead and take this puppy out for a spin. Let's go.
Hey, do you mind if I put some Ted Nugent on or some Skinner while we take off for a little
while? Oh, let's put on that good old American Nugent on. There's nothing better than, you know, having some good old Teddy.
Uncle Ted, he's preaching the word.
All right,
by the
here
time
we
you
go.
Fired up, I could get my chickens impregnated by the time you fire up this engine. Good God, man, hurry it up. Your first time on a car? God damn. 5 seconds.
Gosh dang it, stop talking, buddy. I can't see the wave file right here. Can't you see that I need some silencio? Here we go. What living tarnation is this? The city of gosh dang Norwalk.
I'm sorry. Silencio.
Hey, silencio. I learned that from my Spanish housekeeper. Her name is...
Isn't that... I had some silencio in a burrito the other day when I was at my good buddy Jesus' house. It was Taco Tuesday. And I believe there's some little green things that's silencio. They threw it in there. Mm-hmm. And some onions. Oh, man. Oh, man. You got to give it to them beaners. I love their food, buddy. I love them. I love me a good Mexican.
Yeah.
Especially one that can clean my yard up.
Yeah, I have a good housekeeper. Her name is Guadalupe, and she always tells me silencio when I come into the house. But anyway, what is this place? Gosh dang Norwalk. What place in tarnation does it? What's the street? It's called Firestone.
Firestone? That's a goddamn tire. As a matter of fact, I think this bad boy's got some Firestones on it. What do you think?
I don't know, but let's go in here. What the place? This place is like an arcadey.
Well, let me get my double barrel shotgun because I don't know what kind of folk we're going to run into.
You can't bring out guns here. They got that.
I don't trust them city slickers. I do not trust these city slickers.
These city slickers got them police department from Rampart. They'll bring them in. And these are the 80s. You remember what happened in Rampart? I heard a lot of bad stories.
Oh, my God. We don't want to bring them in here. They'll be killing all the black folk and the Mexican folk. And hell, man, they may hit us up for some proper identification. I've got 3 warrants.
You still have three warrants from 1987? Holy hell.
These warrants are from 1990. I cleared up those 87 warrants a couple of weeks ago. Don't you remember when I didn't come into the damn garage for a whole week? I was doing time. I was picking up trash there on the damn near highway. And I'll tell you, I found me a good pair of Nike shoes on that freeway. Oh, boy, I'm wearing them right now. Can you see them?
Those are some fine Nikes. I like it because one's one color and the other one's another color. Those are the best kind to have. You got colorful taste.
And I'll tell you, my good friend, I stuck some of that tissue paper up in the toes so they'll fit nice and snuggly-wuggly. Look, it looks like I got a big jock with the size of these shoes. These are 12s.
Well, I tell you, Kenby, you got to put that gun away. Put that gun away, buddy. All right, let's go in here. Look, to our left, they got the Indy car racers. I get enough of IndyCar with my NASCAR. That's real racing right there. You know,
I bet you those cars can't do nothing to what me and you built in the shop.
Hell no. I tell you, you put this little Fiero around that track, see what we do. Anyway, right there in the middle, look at that. You got that water slide. Water slide. I've never seen one of them. But anyway, let's go to the right. Let's go to the right. Look, it says Arcady. Some type of a mini golf.
What's an arcade?
I don't know. We're going to find out right now. Let's go right through the doors.
Let's go. I got my 45 just in case these city slickers not harass us.
It's okay. I got my trusty blade here. Brought my dagger.
I wish we would have wore something besides our flannel shirts.
I macromated myself a pair of jean shorts just to go along with the occasion.
Well, you know what I saw in the back of that car? One of them sissy jackets, members hanging or members on. One of these sissy folk boys that owned this car threw a gay-ass jacket in the back. I was thinking of getting that just to fit in and look a little bit classified.
It looked kind of weird, though, because you're wearing these white, shiny shoes like Chevy Chase did in that movie, Vacation.
Oh, man, I love that movie. That got Chevy Chase, man. I wonder how old he was when his daddy Chevrolet decided to let him go into acting. That boy's funny. Chevrolet Chase is his name.
All right, well check this out. Look, they got all kinds of video games and arcade games here. Oh, that's a famous Pac-Man in pole position. I can get some good points in pole position.
Well, if I ain't a pig in a blanket, I got me a couple of quarters. I want to take you out. Ooh, I want to play some of that pinball there, Zeke. What do you think of that? Look at that. Evil Knievel pinball. The Duke's a hazard. Man, that show should have won an Academy Award. So realistic and stuff. I love them Duke boys.
You know what? What say we do? You know what? Pole position, that game is nothing like we have back home. Anyway,
you got a couple of quarters?
I got no quarters right now. Let's see. I got, hang on a second. Let me feel
it. You go back to that fancy car. They got a whole ashtray full of quarters. I bet you these boys.
Hold on, buddy. I can only do one thing at a time. Listen to you or pick my pocket. Hold on a second. Got some papers and receipts. What is this? TJ's nightclub. Never mind.
Hey, what in the hell?
Hold on.
The hell you doing over there?
Rusty's beauty shop. Never mind, something else. And here we go. Got me some quarters. I got us $1.25.
I've got $1.75 in quarters. I got a couple of dimes and a nickel. I'm gonna go ask that gentleman over there in that stupid, ridiculous hat. Maybe he'll give us give me a couple more quarters. Hold on real quick.
Yeah, you go.
I'm
going to stand right
Excuse
here.
Excuse me
look,
there.
Look, I'm going to stand right
City
here.
City folk cool. Boy. You zit-faced teenager. Come on up over here. I got 50 cents and some dimes and a couple of nickels. I need me some shiny quarters because me and my partner over there want to go play some pole position, some Pac-Man. And I would love to get my quarter in that pinball machine. And I would like to beat Daisy Duke's shorts off her, if you know what I mean, Pipple Boy.
Well, absolutely, sir. Absolutely, sir. Do you have a dollar bill? You can put that dollar bill in that machine right there, and it'll spit you out, four quarters every dollar.
Well, look here, pimple face boy. I don't take too kind to this thing called technology. I just needed a couple of quarters, but I do right to thank you for addressing me to go to that devil's machine over there, because, you know, the devil's in charge of technology. But me and my partner out there, we just wanted to play a few games. Never been in one of these, I don't know.
This is called an arcade. This is the top-selling arcade. Plus, they did the movie Karate Kid here. Ralph Macchio.
He was in Happy Days.
You never see. You're thinking of Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, all right. Well, is that the one with Bruce Lee? You know, Bruce Lee is a sensei of the sensei's son.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just for this time, you know, I'll go ahead. Give me your dollar. Give me your dollar.
Thank you.
And here are your tokens for the day.
Yeah. Wait a minute here, tokens. Yeah, I want shiny quarters, pimple face.
Well, no, you're going to get tokens, because now we're moving up. You know, everything is now more moderner.
Well, hold on 1 minute there, pimple face. Yo, Zeke! Yeah, this greasy critter here said that we got to use tokens, and that them quarters in your pocket, my dollar, are just no good here.
Tokens?
Come on over here and get yourself some of these tokens. From my pizza face.
Well, I have $1.25. Did you tell him I got $1.25?
I told him, and he said that you need to put that dollar over there in the devil's mouth, that technology machine, and it'll give you some tokens.
Well, come here, boy.
I don't know what these tokens are.
Hey, boy, come here. Come here. Do you have a... What is that token? Is that like a... Oh, I see. It's a shiny... It's like a... This is gold. Hey, buddy, this is gold.
It's just a token. It looks like gold, but actually it's cheaper than a penny. But you get that. You give us $1.25. We'll give you 5 tokens. You can use it as long as those tokens will last.
Now, you're sure this isn't gold? Because I'll just slip my teeth back in and I'll bite into that nugget to make sure it's not real gold.
Nope, sir. Not gold. Anyway, I have to go. I have a lot of people here to help out. You guys enjoy yourself at golf and stuff. If you need anything, go ahead and go to the customer service desk. They'll be more than happy to help you out.
Thanks a lot, pimple boy. Can I get a Sharpie and maybe connect the dots on your forehead? I'm always joking.
All right. So what's our next step from here, buddy? Play some video games? Or
I got an idea.
You know, let's spend these quarters, but after this, I say we take another ride and go. These boys, Toscano and Chang, they have their agenda written up in the car. We can go ahead and take another ride somewhere else, you know?
Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and let's play your dollar's worth of tokens, and I'll hold on to my tokens, and maybe we'll come back later. But you know what? Let's go. I'm going to beat the hell out of you out of that pinball, because I'm aiming right between Daisy's legs, as you can see. If you hit her between the shorts, it lights up, you get a free ball. Free balling. Hell yeah.
I'll take that bet any day. You know what? I'm going to go play that Lynyrd Skynyrd machine over there, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay. I say we just do this. Damn, see? Down 3 balls already. Flip, 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 baby. Oh, yeah, free game. Hey, a free ball. I got me a free ball.
No, you tilted. That ball's mine.
Well, are we supposed to play the game? Now, you're supposed to be working that left flipper. I'm over here on the right flipper. Stop putting your hands over here on my side.
Would you let me bang that knob on that ball?
Well, it says 2 players for a quarter. Or am I reading this wrong? That means you got the left, I got the right.
That's something. No, yeah, wait. That's exactly what it means.
Okay, then. We could just stay here all night. We could play for hours. 2 players for a quarter.
For a quarter? You get 3 tries with 1 quarter? Can't beat that.
I don't think you can beat that. I think that's a deal. We need to get machines like this back over there where we're at, up in Central California. You know, we're over here. You know, I don't even know how these 2 pole jockeys got over here to our beautiful California, where Sasquatch squatted. I don't understand. Hey, Zeke, I think it's time that we go. I'm getting a little hungry, and I don't know how to play these games. I'm getting frustrated. I'm about to go back outside and get my 12-gauge and put some lead in this gosh damn thing, because this thing's just swallowing up my... You know, this is This is like going down to Lucille's whorehouse with the red lights on all the time. My money is just going out the door, and I need to get some food into me. You know, we've been drinking Ripple all day and getting this fancy car done for the Italian and the Chinese dude, and I say we just let's get back in their car and get the hell out of Norwalk.
But here's the thing though, man. We still got about eight tokens left from our $2.50.
Well, you know, why don't you go sell them to one of these pimple faced little boys over here, one of these long haired girl looking dudes? Or my lord, look at the pants on that thing, right? What do they call those pants? I believe I got a chubster in my pants because of
holy
pants.
Toledo, Ohio. Holy moly. Well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep these here tokens. I'm going to take them to the pawn shop as soon as we get back. They're probably really valuable. I need to get my tractor fixed. You know, John Deere don't fix no tractor when you get no warranty.
Oh, no. They don't. You know, you're probably right. I bet you can get yourself a good old fortune for them tokens. I just got to know one thing before we walk out of here. What do they call them pants on these girls? They got no pockets in the back. They are form-fitted. Oh, my God. I can see it. I swear to God, and I'm not even in the Middle East.
Some type of...
Honey bear. Honey bear.
No, those are some kind of stretchy pants.
Let me ask this girl right here. Sweet thing, I don't mean to be so forward, but good God almighty, what do they call them pants that you were sporting? I mean, I got to know. I need to get some of these pants for my girl.
You they need call to them get Dittos. Exercise.
They call these pants Dittos, Zeke. I think we need to... you know what, Zeke? Let's get the hell out of here. Just get back in that car and get out of here and go grab some food.
You know,
maybe,
you know,
maybe we can find somewhere to buy some Dittos.
You know, Rusty, as I take a look around at these lights, it seems like these city folks have created their own little Sodom and Gomorrah. This place is downright sinful. We gotta go.
I swear it's almost like going to Disneyland without getting butt raped by that mouse, rat, whatever, you know, $500 just to go in there.
I've never been there.
Kitty ride.
I've never been to Disneyland. We got our own Disneyland. We call it the Opera Land.
Oh, but I think this place is hell. I think we need to go. I can't be losing my soul to a game. Let's get the hell out of here.
Let's go. I don't want to be stuck with these heathen.
I just want to take that young filly over there with them Dittos on. I'll do a lot of things with her.
All right. Let's get in the car here. All right. Where to right now, Rusty?
I say, you know what? Let's go to one of them fancy shopping outposts. I hear where you could buy anything in any store.
Well, they have
they
it
got
written down right
eaters.
Here. The boys have an agenda written right here. It says they have an appointment at the mall. Is that like Paul Mall?
Is that L.A. Pointy? Pointy? Is that L.A.? No, wait a minute. It's Spanish, I believe. It'd be like La Pointy. Is that what I'm saying there?
I think so.
P-U-E-N-T-E.
Here we go. Hang on. All hell is breaking loose here in the household. Everybody needs help.
What's going on over there?
Everybody's needing help from me. Everybody. Gosh, dang tamales.
Hot damn tamales.
All right, then you got Stinking Wolverine here wanting to break through that door. Cujo. Gosh dang Cujo.
You know, you can't trust a Nazi dog. He may think you're a colored folk. Come in there and chew on your leg.
I thought we were the same kind, you know? They love us. Anyway.
Well, you know what? You know what? Once a German Shepherd goes black, you can't go back.
That's what I hear. All right, we're here at this mall. Let's get out. What do we do here? I'm hungry.
I'm hungrier than all hell. I say, you know what? Let's, my God. We're in a Sears. Oh, man, I want to get me some Craftsman tools if we're here in a Sears. Wait a minute. Look at the back of this store. That thing opens up into a paradise. Oh, my God. Look
beautiful.
At all them. Look at all them stores in one building. Who in the hell thought of that? This is like going to 5 Kmart. I'm telling you, Zeke. 5 of them.
You know, I've never seen this many stores. Where's the DeWalt section? I'm looking for DeWalt tools.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, all they got is Craftsman here.
Craftsman, don't you me dare talk about a good American tool like that. What in the hell's wrong with you? Craftsman is as genuine as our flag, Lady Glory, red, white, and blue. I can't believe you are going to knock down Craftsman.
I'm while not you side wander snake. You can't take a kind of freaking joke if you heard one.
Man,
anyway, look, that big old sign over there on the second floor, is that where is the gosh dang food court?
Food court? I wonder if there's a judge in there. Is that the kind of court we're going to go? You are guilty of eating a couple of hot dogs. I find you guilty.
No, it's food that one court. Place. It's that one place where they got all these restaurants put together into one big giant building. It's like Disneyland for restaurants.
Do you see what I see?
Is it a buffet?
I see a gorgeous young filly jumping up and down on something with a funny hat and her boobies are jiggling. I gotta go see what that is. I'm gonna go see what... Oh, excuse me, honey pie. I noticed you jumping up and down over there with that funny looking hat. And me and my good buddy, my business partner, Zeke here, wondering... What you got going on over here is making you all hot and scratchy, jumping up and down. What you jumping on? Lemonade? Whoa. Nobody makes lemonade like my partner Zeke's sister over there. Zeke, you believe this girl says she's making lemonade? I ain't seen your sister jump up and down the no stick making no lemonade.
She has no idea how to make the right lemonade. I can tell you what, though, we're going to go to that lemonade stand and then head on over to eat one of them corn doggies. And we're going to be the judge of that.
Corn doggies. I've never had me a corn doggy. How do they put the hot dog inside the corn? Or do they put the hot dog around the corn? How does that work, Zeke? I don't know.
I think what happens is they grow them like that. So they plant the seeds of the wieners, and then they blend them in. It's one of those new contraptions they got. Down south.
I bet you the devil had to make that. The same one, the same devil, the same one
that made that arcade.
Now I've heard some wieners putting in seed, but I've never heard a wiener being planted with corn in the seed. Now that's kind of scary. I bet you it's the same devil that made those machines that stole our money.
Yeah, you know what, though? I heard that back here in 1987, they were trying to do them cloning, and it's probably one of them cloning machines that they did this. So now, I got to try me a corn dog.
You know what? I'm going to have to get me one, too. Let's get a... Ooh, wait a minute here. Look at that. Is that a pizzeria? Look at that fat guy over there. I'm going to get me some of that pizza after I get this corn dog.
Well, let's do this, look at this place. It's so colorful. And look, all the girls be wearing little hats with propellers on their heads.
This is wacky. Where are we at? We had some kind of circus. I feel like I'm in Las Vegas, so fancy. I feel like I'm on a wand and dine tonight. Hello, young Philip.
We're going to have I'm going to have a corn dog, so are you, right? And then we're going to head on over to that place over there and get some pizza.
Order us a couple of corn dogs and some of that special lemonade that young filly's been jumping up and down and making. I gotta go over there and I'm gonna take a quick gander across the way over there. I mean, over there it looks like, look, they got Chinese food and Japanese food. They got a pizza place.
What? Dude, all right, we're gonna have two corn dogs. Yes, ma'am, two corn dogs, and we're gonna have are you okay with an orange juice over there?
I want lemonade.
All right, so we're going to have one lemonade. Pink lemonade. No, I don't want no pink lemonade. No color in my lemonade. Give me a regular lemonade.
I don't want
lemonade.
No pink lemonade.
Make sure that
I ain't no girl.
Freshly squeezed. I want a freshly squeezed lemonade, and I want extra pulp in my orange juice. And then, hey, Rusty, you going to that Sparrow Pizzeria?
I'm going to go over there and I'm going to see what they got because I have been craving some of that Italian bread with a meat and a cheese. They call it a pizza. I'm going to get me a slice or two. I'm going to walk on over there. You just bring our corn dog. You want me to get you a slice?
Give me a slice of the of their, they have something there that's called, I heard it called in Spanish. It means underwear, but in Italian, they call it a calzone. Isn't that the darndest thing you ever heard?
Calzone. Oh, my God. I wonder if somebody from Arizona came up with that name, calzone.
Basically, make a long story short.
Hey, I wonder I don't speak Italian. I wonder if you have to speak the ethnicity, the language that the food comes from.
No, all you got to tell them when you're in line, just tell them you don't speak Spanish, and they're going to talk to you in English.
But the Mexicans don't make pizza. They make tortillas,
but
they don't
Sparrow,
make that pizza.
Look at that flag.
It's that Italian family. I bet you they're related to that Toscano guy.
Probably, but look at that flag. Green, white, and red, or red, white, and green. Looks just
see
like
what
that Toscano flag.
That's mobster. That's a mobster flag. You know all them Italians are mobsters.
That's what I hear. I better shut up.
And illegal weapons.
I better shut up, man.
But I bet you that Toscano's one of them Italian mobster guys. Look at that fancy pretty jacket in the back. It remembers only. I bet you he puts a derringer in that small pocket.
I don't know.
So he can shoot somebody.
But I tell
he's
you
a hitman.
I tell you what, though. I tell you what.
That some bitch is a hitman.
I better shut up because all I know is they make some pretty good food, but I'll shut up.
Okay, hold on.
What.
I'm going to order our food. Yo, Luigi. Yeah, boy. Come on down here. My buddy over there, Zeke, wants one of these calzones. Rhymes with Arizona. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chef Boy, can I call you Chef Boy RD? Because you a young boy. And boy, are these things great. Hey, give me one of them slices over there. Yeah, mix it up. I want some sausage, I want some ham and some bacon. I want everything on my slats over there. Now, I want to ask you, Chef Boyardee, did you guys steal this idea from them Mexicans? Because them Mexicans make this thing called a quesadilla. And it's almost like, guess what's on here? Cheese, tortillas, oh man. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go get me a wet burrito and give Lucille a piece of that later. Yeah, give me a calzone and one of them slices. Make it two slices. Oh, and a Diet Coke. Hey, Zeke, you got our order? Of course not. I'm so hungry, I could eat a whole skin pig by myself.
Oh, you know what? I'm reading the newspaper here, the Herald Examiner from Los Angeles.
Herald who?
Herald Examiner from London.
Don't be reading that. That's some pharmacy magazine, that guy. He's a dirty doctor, Herald Examiner. I wouldn't let him examine my Herald.
Well, I don't know. I'm just looking here. Can you believe the cost of this newspaper here is 50 cents? 50
what
cents
the
for
hell?
Newspaper?
What?
See, I'll tell you what I did. You know that machine right there in the corner? Some guy got a newspaper. I ran up, put my hand right there when he shut that damn door, and the door stayed open, so it grabbed me four newspapers.
Man, that is it. You thinking ahead at all time. Now, I bet you we could take these back to Central Cali where we're at, and we could sell these for a minute. With them tokens, I bet you we could go to Vegas for a night. Make a big dollar.
I wouldn't doubt it. Get us some of that good old buffet. But look, I'm looking here at the movie section. They got a movie called The Lost Boys and Stakeout coming out right now.
I say we gobble down this food and then we just go. Let's go see a movie. These two fools ain't picking up that car till 10 o'clock tomorrow. It's only 7 o'clock right now in 80s time. We've got lots of time. I mean, that little car we drive here, we'll put maybe, a cup full of gas and we got good to go the rest of the night.
Plus, I heard here in 1987, remember, gas is a lot cheaper, so we can go a lot farther.
Everything's cheaper. I mean, I got us a calzone from Arizona. I got me two slices loaded up with meat on a pizza, and damn near only paid $7.35. $7.35? That is cheap. And I got a medium Diet Coke.
Huh.
But of course, I got me a couple of sugar cubes I'll throw in there because I just heard that Diet Cokes are cheaper than regular Coke because they're stealing some of the good ingredients. So I brought my own sugar cubes. Always thinking ahead. Always.
Hey, you are. Hey, you are rusty.
Hey, man, these corn dogs. Good God. I mean, it was delicious. Stick and all. I ate the whole damn stick. Just like my dog Ficus.
The only thing I didn't like that dried stuff they put on the outside. It's supposed to be, it was like cornbread on the outside. So what I did is I took the cornbread off. I was smart about it. I had me two meals in one. I took the corn stuff out, and I ate me that dog, and then I took a bite out of one of that piece of wiener, and then a bite out of that cornbread. Two separate meals right there. Two separate
meals. That is thinking ahead. Did they give you some type of dipping sauce? Did you take that wiener off the stick, or did you eat that wiener down to the stick? I ate the whole stick. Cornbread and all.
No, I left it on the stick. I was a little bit smarter than you.
I wasn't that hungry.
I wasn't that hungry. But look at this. Look at this place. It's filled with all those stores. They got a pet shop over there. They've got women's stores. Look, they got Miller's Outpost. And they got a place called Spencer's with all kinds of black lighting. And
weird, I don't want to go in there. You know that's where them demon drug dealers are at. All them drug dealers and drug users only go in there.
That's what I heard.
As a matter of fact,
sexual debauchery going on in there.
I'll get me some of that debauchery. I'll take it back to your sister, and we'll have a very good time. She can play some pole position with me. And oh, Victoria's Secret. How the hell is it a secret if you got a store as big as a nose on your face with all them lights? Ain't no secret. This is where the nasty gets. You mind if we go in there real quick and get your sister a couple of things? I want to do the nasty. I want to go over there to that Spencer's and try some of that devil's dust. You know what I'm talking about, that cocaine? I bet you I could get some of that devil dust in that heathen store, Spencer.
You can go in there. It's against my religion. But
you know what?
My pager's going off. I don't know if you can hear it, but my pager's going off. You know what? That means it's time to go. And if we
okay,
don't go,
you know what? Hold on 1 minute. You take our bag of our calzone and our pizza slice in this bag.
Man, what a calzone.
You go over there to them boxes over there, and you call who's calling you on your pager. I'm going to go over here to the heathen store of Spencer's. I'm going to see if I can get me some of that devil's dandruff. And then I'm going to go get me something real pretty for your sister. I know exactly what I want because I see it on the mannequin. And if I can just take the stuff off the mannequin and pay, I'll be right there. So you just go ahead. I'll meet you at them payphones.
Meet me. You know what? I'm going to go walk straight my butt down to that Fiero because I'm going to eat my calzone. By the way, did you see this beauty? It's like an Italian taco. It's basically a slice of pizza wrapped up. Shoot, somebody's calling me on my gosh dang pager. Who can that be?
Hey, what? Before you walk away, what the hell are you getting me this sister drink, pink juice? What the hell?
Well, they told
pink
me it was better than
I didn't want me no
told
pink
me
drink.
Better than the real lemonade. So shut up and drink it.
I'll have some. You hurry up. I'll meet you back at that car.
I don't know, but you know what? And don't be stopping around that Hickory Barn that's got them samples of them wieners. Because they got all these kielbasa sausages that they're handling.
You shouldn't have said a damn word. You know I'm going to go buy it. I'm going to get me a slice of something.
They got the finest gift baskets around. Look at all that cheese. Anyway, I'm not going to stop there. I got high cholesterol.
I'm going to go, okay, I'll be there in a couple of minutes. Why don't you go ahead and fire her up, and I'll be right there.
All right, I'll fire her up. Oh, bring me back some of that cheese and some of them samples.
Okay, you got it. Hey, Zeke. All right, buddy. How was I gone so long? I thought maybe, 10 minutes?
No, you're good. You're good. I'm just finishing up right now. Did you bring my cheese basket with kielbasa sausage?
I got you a meat and cheese cracker box right here. Look at that. Look at, and it comes because it's the season of giving. You know, it's going to be Christmas. So it's even, look at the packaging. Looks like Christmas.
You know what? I noticed it's got a couple of packages inside this box. Shoot,
yes,
I could just gift wrap them in a page of the Herald Examiner and give them out to people, friends and family.
Yeah, I would use that cartoon section. It's in color. It would look real classy. Use some of that comic strip paper because they're a color cartoons.
That's right.
I got your sister something nice. I'm going to open your sister in this outfit like a Christmas present. Yeah! Here comes that wannabe cop mall security. We got to get the hell out of here.
Let's go.
I think you need to hurry up and get out of here. Yeah, I got me some of that devil dandruff, and I got a lot of it for $25. I really think you need to put this thing in flight. I think
don't worry about that.
The rental cops are getting off the close.
I'm doing that right now. I'm going to drive by that 1 hour photo place so fast, I'm going to pull the shingles off its roof. All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the hell out of here. Bye-bye, rental cops.
See you later, Norwalkie. La Puente Mall.
We had to be in Los Angeles. They name a mall La Puente.
Everything, they want to name everything European. Gosh dang.
Everything's going to the birds, I'm telling you. I don't know what it's going to take to make America great.
Oh,
but let's just get back.
I'll tell you what, let's go back to our good old town.
Let's get the hell out of here. Hey, can you crank that up. That's Tuesday's Gone by Skinner. I love that song. I'm going to do me a little bit of this devil dust while you're driving, so keep your eyes on the road.
You do that. You do that.
And I stole me a Marshall Crenshaw cassette while we were in the mall. I hope you like Marshall Crenshaw.
Here, give my buck knife and rip that plastic security thing off of it. How'd you slip this in your pocket? The security thing is bigger than the whole cassette.
Oh, my. Well, my friend Tyrone, the running back, my black friend, showed me how to get the attention away from people that work in the store where you can obtain an object illegally.
Hmm.
He's All-American. He's fast. Tyrone is fast. All-American. I heard the L.A. Rams might draft him. I hope so. I'll get some free tickets. Some more of this devil dandruff and some more of these hot panties for your sister. Man.
You know, all this talking about my sisters make me hungry again. All right, let's go. Oh, we're back. Oh, back in good old 2021.
Man, I'm glad to be back. I had a hell of a time over there, though. Hey, remember to get your tokens out of that ashtray there. We're going to trade those in, get some big dollars, and go to Vegas.
Let's go. As a matter of fact, we can't go right now, though. My old lady's waiting for me at home, you know? I got lots of
Your sister's waiting for me right now. I told her I had a couple of big packages for her, and she's straightening up the kitchen right now and putting the boys to bed, so I'm going to go on over there. I think we ought to just dust this car up real quick so those two sissy boys don't know that we took it anywhere. What do you think?
I think you did plenty of dusting already, but anyways.
Well, you know what? I dropped a little bit of that powder on the passenger seat, but they can blame it on that long-haired guy, who, you know, Ching Chang, whatever his name
Ching
is. But
Ching
hey,
Chong, I think
best,
that's his name.
We best get it some armor all because right there on the armrest, it got some grease print from our Italian food bag.
From my calzone.
I think we need to wipe that up. But you know what, man? That boy's Italian. He'll probably lick it up. Yeah, just leave. Let's get the hell out of here and go home.
All right, man. Nobody saw anything. Nobody did anything. We're out.
Out of sight means out of mind, bro. I'll catch you in the morning. I'm going to be going to your sister's house. I'll be in late tomorrow because I got some of that devil dandruff. I'm going to be up a long time.
You talk more about my sister than you talk about the Bible.